Muncie State Representative Sue Arrington ran unopposed in 2018 for the District 34 seat she's held since 2012. This year, she's being challenged by Republican Dale Basham. But like 2018, she represented her race alone at a town hall.
The missing piece in this forum is the candidates who chose not to come. Where do they stand? And why did they choose not to participate?
Moderator Chip Taylor from the Ball State University Bowen Center for Public Affairs says Basham did not respond to the request to appear. Republican Elizabeth Rauway of Yorktown also didn't respond. She's running against Democrat incumbent Melanie Wright in District 35. Wright says showing up in front of constituents is part of the job.
I feel like I learn more when I hear other people's points of view. I love to engage in that conversation. It's very intellectually stimulating for me. So,
in District 33, incumbent J.D. Prescott is a Republican. That race was only represented by Democratic challenger Julie Snyder on Tuesday night. She says Prescott doesn't want to legitimize her candidacy.
My campaign has been about showing the people of District 33 that there is a better choice, that when it comes down to decision making and working for the people, I am the better choice.
District 32 was also to be included in the forum. The Republican incumbent had a scheduling conflict, and the Democratic challenger suspended her campaign back in May. The three Democratic women who did appear via Zoom have all taught in Hoosier schools, two currently and one formerly. Responding to questions from town hall viewers, they all agreed that teacher pay needs to be increased, more funding should stay in public schools instead of being used by voucher students to attend private schools, and that the coronavirus pandemic has shown us all that broadband internet is a necessity in today's world. Hoosiers have until October 5th to register to cast a ballot in November's election. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.